702 Summer.
Nature's way of saying,
let's have some fun.
Let's shine the spotlight on the public broadcaster for a moment. You'll remember that last year, SABC came to a brink of a standstill as employees embarked on a protest against retrenchments, forcing the broadcaster to halt the retrenchment process. Bamau says the SABC is refusing to extend the consultation process with employees over the retrenchments and says that the SABC leaves the employees with no choice but to embark on a protected strike. Joining us on the line now is Hannes du Buisson, the president and spokesperson for Bamau. Hannes, a very good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning, thank you.
What's made you come to this decision that you're going to have no choice but to embark on a protected strike?
Well, we are still currently testing the waters in terms of a strike. The responses is coming in drips and drabs because people are still on leave. The problem really is that there was an extension of 30 days that was being granted by the board for consultation. And in that process, it became clear that process would not, that 30 days would not be sufficient. The consulting parties, the employee representatives, that is us, the other trade union, Communication Workers Union, and also representatives for non-unionized employees, requested the SABC for an extension of 7 working days. We wrote a letter to the board to which we've received no response, and that 7 days extension was to feed back to SABC employees the final structure that has been presented, source their input, and then make a final input in the structure. We were not granted that despite the facilitator at the time advised the SABC that that would be a fair process to follow, and we were simply directed on the 16th of October to make submissions in writing.
There were reports that you were meant to meet with your members. I imagine that would have been slightly challenging given that some would be enjoying a festive season and a holiday, often traveling to other parts of the country. How soon are you then hoping to meet with your members in order to get that definitive mandate of whether or not you are going to embark on that strike?
We have sent out a preliminary communication via email, and that is the responses that we're getting back. The responses that we are getting back is overwhelming in support of a strike. But as soon as things are, in inverted commas, back to normal, and that should be in the beginning of next week, we will then set up a meeting. We attempted to meet with members. We had a joint meeting of the two biggest unions at the SABC, and about 260 people attended that meeting out of a potential 2,400 employees. So it's clear that people are not available at this point in time. So as soon as we are able, and it should be next week, we will then have that particular meeting.
Let me just confirm that the objection for your members is in the fairness of the process. Do your members acknowledge and accept that there will have to be some retrenchments in order for the state broadcaster, the public broadcaster rather, to become a feasible and sustainable entity?
Remember, the process will determine the structure at the end, and the opportunity to give input in the structure and the final structure, that will determine the necessity of people losing their jobs or then making certain roles and positions redundant. So if there is a need for the SABC to right-size in certain areas, and we can accept, for instance, that the SABC has a postal section, that we do not have a lot of posts, that those people be retrained in a different job, and then be absorbed inside the SABC, yes, in as far as there are duplication of roles, but we have not seen any duplication of roles. What the SABC has presented to us at this point in time is mostly a move from permanent employees to freelance employees to move the salary bill or the payment to a freelance account instead of a salary bill. And we believe that is patently unfair. We have asked the SABC to explain to us each and every position that they say is redundant. Why is that position redundant? And who will do the work of that person? We have not received those responses from the SABC. So, yes, if there is really a rationale for people to be redundant or post to be made redundant, and the SABC has done what the law requires it to do, which is to redeploy those people, to retrain those people. And at the end of that process, there are people that's redundant. That's a fact of life. Then we cannot expect the SABC to keep people forever and a day that's not delivering anything to the public broadcaster. But that process has not been followed fairly.
All right, Hannes, thank you very much. We'll certainly keep on coming back to not only BMAO, but other interested parties in the SABC. What happens and develops in the public broadcaster is of uppermost importance to all of us. Hannes Dubuisson is the president of BMAO. BMAO, of course, being the Broadcasting, Electronic Media and Allied Workers Union.